Hi,
Hi,
Grace.
Eric. Hi, Eric. I tried to say it before you.
I won.
Yeah, you did.
Grace, it's
Yeah.
cold out.
Oh my gosh, it is so cold.
Yeah, it's cold in my house. It's cold. It's infiltrating everything.
Yeah, you better warm it up in there by this weekend.
I see you in three days, 4 days, 3 days. Well,
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I see you on Friday.
Yes, I'm going to be there Friday. I can't wait.
Okay. Idiot Weekend is almost here.
Idiot Weekend is almost here. I'm going to be there on Friday. Who knows what's going to happen on Saturday? We don't know. You don't know. I don't know. We're going to run outside who knows how long.
Yeah. I
It's
mean, it looks nice. It's going to be a fun day.
going to be a good time.
Oh boy, we have a lot to talk about before we get to the stuff we have to talk about.
We have so much. I'm excited about today's episode. It's going to be a really good episode.
Have you not been excited about other episodes? I mean, what's going on with that?
It's wild how excited I get every Monday. Every Monday.
You know, it's good we did it on Monday because I'm not a fan of Mondays. I hate Mondays.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it makes Monday a little better.
Yeah, it does.
All right, I have some jokes, I have some facts, but I'm gonna do all that once we start this show. Episode 99.
99.
The eve of episode 100.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm not. Okay, now I am. Grace, we're going to welcome Mr. Teddy Fisher onto the show tonight. He is gearing up to run his first half marathon. So let's let the spotlight shine for episode 99.
Yeah.
I'm Eric Idiot Runner Kosek.
And I'm Grace Hot Pants Langheim. Eric is all business in the front of the pack, and I am all about the party in the back.
That's right, business up front and party in the back. Together, we are the Running Mullet.
And we are going to talk about every aspect of running, the podium to the DNF and everything in between.
If you are a runner, this show is for you. Now sit back, get out your foam roller, and enjoy the party.
Oh, here we
Okay, let's
are.
get it going.
All right, since it's so cold out and it's
Yeah.
like Arctic temperatures or Antarctica temperatures, I got some jokes.
Okay, I'm ready.
Why is it hard to make friends in Antarctica?
I don't know why.
Because you can't break the ice.
Oh boy. That is does make it tough. Yeah.
All right, this is a nature one. What do you call a bear who has been to Antarctica and the North Pole?
I don't know.
A bipolar bear.
Oh gosh.
It's good.
Somebody's giggling. Who is giggling?
Lauren.
Gosh.
See, my jokes are good.
Okay.
All right, so listen, let me get these facts out of the way. Then we'll talk about our weekends and stuff like that. Nah, I'll wait. I'll wait. We can dive into what you volunteered this weekend at FUNT, yes?
I did. This was my third, I think, no, fourth year. My fourth year volunteering at FUNT. I love volunteering at FUNT every year. It's a super fun race, and it just brings out a great cat crowd, ton of people who I get to see, who I don't see very often. And then I get to hang out with Lacey. And this time Kate was also at our aid station, so I got to hang out with Kate.
Nice. Fun time. Good weather.
Oh man, it was a great time, and it was just before it got really cold, so the weather wasn't too bad. The trails were a little bit slick, but it was a really good day. And
Nice.
then guess what I did? Guess what I did on Sunday? Guess what I did?
Went for a run.
Yes, I went for my first snowshoe run.
Been there. It's hard.
It is hard. It was super fun. I went up and down a ski slope twice. So that was super cool. So I got to go up in snowshoes and then I ran down in snowshoes.
Nice.
Yeah. And I've been wanting to do that. Yeah, it's a good workout. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. And Matt Lipsy kind of offered up if anybody needed to borrow some snowshoes that we could borrow them from him. So I borrowed a pair of snowshoes from him, which was really nice. And Julia showed me the rope, showed me like what to do because you can't do it. You can only do it on this one certain trail. So that was really neat. I really enjoyed it. And then Jason and I went sledding.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, we got a good probably six, eight inches. I don't know. Teddy can probably tell us. Like a good 6 inches down here in New York.
Yeah, we didn't get any of that. We get like snow constantly, but nothing's really adding up.
Ah. Oh yeah, we have snow on the ground and it is not going anywhere because it's so cold that it's going to be stuck here for at least a week. So we've got some deep snow.
It's going to be white for the 88 race for sure, but nothing more than a couple inches, I don't think.
Okay, all right. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I actually have a story. You want to hear my story?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, actually, part of my weekend was good. Then I got a stomach bug. That was not very good. That was like a 24-hour thing. I'm just recovering from it now. I just ate dinner and felt hungry. But anyway, that wasn't fun. But yesterday, my run was messed up because I had the stomach bug. On my way to the run is when I got the stomach bug Saturday night. Anyway, but anyway, so Sunday morning, I go for this run, right?
Uh-huh.
I start this run. I feel like garbage. I'm running along. It's pouring down snow. The wind is gusting from all over. Mother Nature is upon me. There's limbs falling in everywhere. And I'm running and I'm saying, I can do this. And all of a sudden, a tree starts to fall on me. And I say, not today, tree. And I stop the tree and I hold it up. And the person I was running with goes under the tree and I saved her. And then all of a sudden a limb falls off the tree and hits me right in the head right there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was a hero, but it got me a little bit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, what really had happened was I felt like garbage in the first mile of the run and I ran into a tree.
Yeah. And then you felt like Babe the Blue Ox.
Why?
Because he was with Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan cut down the trees.
But I just ran into a tree that was already fallen. None of that.
Which makes you more like an ox, yeah.
It hurt like heck. Yeah. I don't know what I was doing. It was right at eye level, and I was staring at the ground, and I ran into it. It rocked my world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm concussed, but it had to be close.
Yeah.
See that?
Well, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
This is a crazy story.
So here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. I was running with the Kaylee Frederick, by the way.
Oh, nice. And
we were supposed to do a long run, but it got all messed up because I felt like garbage. And then I hit that log and she didn't even laugh at me. I don't know how she didn't laugh at me, but. Oh. Here we are.
I mean, you're like a superhero.
Yeah, some would say that. Anyway, my weekend was good. I got a lot to do to get ready for you people coming to my house this weekend. It's super cold out, so none of that can happen until like Thursday. But we'll be okay. It'll be all right. Everything's fine. Everything's great.
Yeah. That was a wild weekend. You're going to have another great weekend and... That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today, Grace?
We are bringing on Teddy Fisher because I of course, belong to all the running groups. And one of them, of course, is the York Road Runners Club down here in York, Pennsylvania. And I saw a post from this guy, Teddy Fisher, who is assistant director of York County Parks. And I might be biased, but I think the York County Park System is amazing. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the trails and seen like a downed tree, and then a few hours later it's gone, because our park system is amazing. But I saw a post from Teddy that said he is training for his first half marathon and also raising money for that first half marathon for the park system. And I thought it was amazing. And I thought it would be cool to bring somebody on who is just getting into running, because we can remember what that was like. And there might be some other people listening who are just getting into running themselves. And so I thought it would be fun to have him on. So I have not met Teddy in person. We just met before the episode. You just met him before the episode. We're going to get to know him and why the heck he decided to get into this crazy little sport we have.
Okay, deal. Why don't we bring him on?
All right. Teddy, hello.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Fabulous. Oh, my gosh. So you, we'll talk about York County Parks in a bit, but let's, I want to talk about why the heck you decided to get into running, and you started to get into running right before winter hit. So that's super fun. You're learning about winter running pretty early on, but kind of take us back. How did this all get started?
Sure. Yeah. So, I actually started about July 29th, I think, was my first kind of like walk slash run. So I started out very slow back then, just kind of getting into it. But
So wait. So we don't call it slow. We just call it party pace, just so you know.
Okay. Yeah. But I just kind of got started back then. There's actually through the White Rose Leadership Institute here in York County. It's called the York Federal Fellows Program. So I was applying to that as part of, kind of working on professional development for my career and, my role with the park system. So basically they give you an opportunity for leaders to, go out and basically challenge themselves, and they give you some money to be able to go and do that. So one part of that is a professional side, but then there's also a personal side of that. And, they're kind of looking for something that stretches your boundaries and, ideally you're, kind of uncomfortable doing it, and that helps you to grow in that. So they would actually give me a good portion of money to be able to, kind of pursue that if I was selected. So that's where the idea kind of came from, because the first thing I thought of when, I'm thinking of something that would really stretch me, I always grew up playing football and that type of thing, but I was never a runner. That was never kind of what I did or was good at it in any way in high school or any time. And so, and I haven't run in at least 10, 15 years, probably. So it's been a while. Basically that was the first thing I thought of, was a half marathon, because, I never before that even thought that was a possibility, or thought that was something that I would ever want to do. So, I had to apply for that back over the summer, but I also didn't want to kind of wait to see if I got accepted or not to kind of start training. So, I just kind of had to full commit and go for it. And, I did find out I was selected for the program actually in November there. So, I did get selected for it. They're paying, basically my airfare and stuff to go to this half marathon. So, that's a huge help. And then a little bit of the hotel while I'm out there. But, that's where the whole idea came from, and, how we got to where we are. So,
wow. So you said a half marathon sounds like something I don't really want to do. So let me do that.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
wait, Grace.
Yeah.
We need to pause for a second. This is where my fun facts come in real quick.
Okay. I'm ready.
So half marathon, it's kind of important right now. The half marathon, U.S. marathon record was just set this past weekend from 2007.
Woo.
Ryan Hall had the record. Connor Mance just said it this weekend, which was huge. 59 minutes and 17 seconds.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's pretty freaking fast.
Yeah.
That is pretty
fast. I will not be that fast by any means. So.
That's all right. Okay. It sounds like a good good goal for a 5K.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's a great fun fact to just sprinkle in there, Eric. All right, Teddy. So, so you decide on a half marathon, and like, I don't know, take us back to some of those early runs. Like how, what's going on in your head when you're out on these early runs? And you're probably, I think you do some of your runs out on the rail trail. So you're seeing other people out there, other runners out there. Like, what do you think about this crazy little sport in the beginning?
Yeah, it was daunting to say the least. I think starting out, cause there were multiple things, but I wanted to kind of be there already, like be able to do a half marathon right off the bat. Like, I'm kind of competitive, and then, basically I wanted to go out and do 5 miles right away, or like kind of jump ahead, and didn't want to take it slow, you know, or start off with just a couple of miles, or start off walking. And so, you know, I kind of had to really change my thinking and my mindset with that, because, you know, again, you're like you mentioned, I'm running past people, or I'm seeing people run past me more so that are much faster, are able to, you know, just keep going, and I couldn't do that at all. I struggled to probably go even, I would say, even a quarter, half mile, if that, without stopping, or and I would be going way too fast, and then, kind of losing my breath, and just couldn't keep it up. So, right. That was, it took me a little while to kind of get that figured out and realize that, my wife was a big component of that, where, it was more about the consistency and, right, trying to be able to show up consistently, and that compounds over time, as opposed to trying to go out there and just do it all at once. Obviously that wasn't realistic. So, it took a while to get that figured out. And then, once I did it, just setting the expectations for myself to take it slow and, work at it day by day and kind of commit to it. And then that's what truly would pay off in the long run. So,
yeah. Huh. You got it already. That's one of the biggest lessons, is consistency and just showing up day after day. And I heard one of the lessons that I learned, not early enough, somebody had said, you don't commit to the distance, whether it's a half marathon or a marathon. You know, you don't commit, you're not committing to running a half marathon. You're committing to the training for the half marathon. And that's a very different commitment. That's a 6 month, a 9 month commitment. Whereas, the half marathon is just one day. I think that's a very different mindset. All right. So I want to talk about where your head is now, but real quick, which half marathon are you doing, and when is it?
Sure. So I'm doing it's a Zion half marathon. It's through Vacation Races is the company. My wife has done one in Glacier, actually, but they do them all over the country. And a lot of times they're just outside of our national park system. So like I said, she did one in Glacier. I know they have like Everglades, they have Grand Teton, Yellowstone, Mount Rainier, Yosemite, kind of all over the place. And they can't physically hold them within the national park borders, but they do them just outside. And that's coming up on March 1st. So it's 6 weeks from this past Saturday. So it's almost here. It's hard to believe that the starting in July is almost here. So it's coming quick. So.
Okay. So you started close to, about like 9 months before the race, right?
Yeah,
that's great. That's a good amount of time to get yourself settled for a half marathon. So where are you now in your training?
Yeah, so I've been doing, I do about 4 days a week. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Saturdays are my long runs. And I just hit this past Saturday, I did a long run on the Lebanon Valley Railroad Trail, actually over in Lebanon County, and did 7.15 miles. So, and I was able to do all of that without stopping. Again, you know, the party time, I guess, is what you called it there, but
party pace.
Yeah, party pace. Yeah. So, I was definitely moving slow, but I chose that trail because it had over the first like 6 miles of that, it was a constant kind of uphill slope. Nothing crazy or anything, but that's basically the race that I'm doing in Zion. It has about 700 feet of elevation change in it, and gain. Over those 13 miles. So I wanted to try and work on that. And so it was definitely much harder, even though it was only, I think it was like a 1% slope or something like that, but I could definitely feel it, and covered about, I think it was 300 feet of elevation in the 7 miles. So it was kind of comparable to what I should experience in March there. So, but yeah, I've been doing, I'm doing about 12 to 15 miles per week right now. Definitely coming along and really just focusing more on that distance aspect as opposed to, I'd love to have a faster pace, but that's, it's more important to just kind of feel the distance on my legs over that time and try and reach those longer distances, even if it's at a, you know, the fastest I've done is 12:09 minute mile. So I'm usually 13 to 14 is kind of my go-to spot. So that's where I feel most comfortable, and can keep that up over those 7 miles on Saturday there. So
yeah, see, you're learning all the important stuff early on, which is just kind of bring that pace down a little bit, and that'll help you go the distance and really gets for those long-term gains, and it'll help you get time on feet in the beginning and worry about speed later.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great. So you
I have to say that that's not me naturally. That's my wife and some of my friends giving me that feedback too. And I'm luckily listening to it, even though I'm a little reluctant at times, but So it took me a while to learn that.
Awesome. What other things have you learned? And Chris Young had asked in the chat, what changes have you felt? So along the way, what other stuff did you learn and what changes have come along with it?
Sure. Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is just kind of my confidence has grown a lot. So that's mm-hmm. probably the biggest change because starting out, it was daunting, and I think I struggled, you know, personally to believe in myself that I could truly, you know, kind of potentially accomplish this, or at least I had those doubts in the beginning that maybe this was going to be too hard, or maybe I would struggle with it or not be able to keep up with it. Nah, so just kind of proving to myself over the long haul here and continuing, you know, for the last, 6 months, I guess, kind of consistently putting in that time and then seeing the results of me being able to get kind of further and further. So, that certainly helped. I'm trying to think what else, the confidence is the biggest thing. And then, I've been working on, my diet is not great. I'd like to have a better diet with training and stuff like that. But that's something I want to work on here in the next, 6 months or 6 weeks leading up to the race, kind of honing that in and hopefully just being in the best shape for when I get to that race day. So.
Awesome. I have so many questions. Eric, you do yours.
I mean, my first question now would be like, I don't want to ask it yet because I have to ask you this after you run the race, but like, now that you've been training, do you see yourself doing more than just the half marathon in the future?
Yeah. So that, I've been looking at more half marathons. They have one, I know, Great Smoky Mountains in September. So, and I know there's one coming up in Annapolis. There's some other half marathons coming up that, I am considering potentially trying to sign up for and, kind of keep this going. So, I think running, you know, has that potential to have such an important impact on, you know, your health in so many different ways. So, not, of course, physically, but also mentally, you know, you name it. And so, and that's something that I think I want to definitely keep pursuing and continue even after this. And, you know, I didn't come into it thinking that would potentially be the case, but, you know, it kind of has snowballed into that. So, you know, and I think, I'll see how this goes, I guess, first, but, I wouldn't mind trying potentially in the future, you know, full marathon or, you know, some of those other long distances that are above that, to just kind of take it one step further. But yeah, we'll see how March 1st goes. I may change my mind on that. So.
Yeah. There's a full marathon on the York County Park, 'cause the rail trail is one of the York County parks, which has a full marathon. So there you go. There's that one.
Yep. Yeah.
There's all kinds of good races in the area. You might've just answered it, but what's been most surprising through this process?
That's a good question. I think just you stumped me on that one. But I think it's probably just, again, that confidence and how much that's kind of impacted me, and, you know, how much it's helped me grow through that. Just I've tried to, you know, start running before. Like, I've tried to, you know, take efforts to, you know, improve my health before. And, like, I've never really stuck with it like I have with this over the long haul. So I think just kind of being able to do that, you know, it's obviously what I set out to do. But at the same time, I think just proving that to myself and proving, you know, and making that happen was, you know, if I'm being a little bit of a surprise. And so, I think I'd have to go with that, I guess. So,
yeah, those first few times that you do like a 5K, and then, like, you do a 5K on a Saturday morning, and then you go about your day, and you're in the grocery store, and you're like, all these folks don't even know that I ran a 5K this morning. They don't even know. Yeah. That does wonders for your confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For the record, you can let them all know in the grocery store. It becomes a little awkward. But I've been there before. So.
You can wear your medal. There's no shame in just telling people. And you have done a little bit of racing. So the half marathon will not be your first race. You've done some 5Ks in the area. Have you done a 5-miler yet?
So I did the John Rudy 5-miler through York Road Runners. Yeah. Yep. So that was a couple weeks ago. And then, yeah, I've done 2 5Ks through this process. So one in late August and one in late September. So.
Okay. So how's that experience been? Do you know other people at the race, or are you just showing up and you don't know anybody and this is all new?
Yeah. We both. So my wife was doing it with me. So she did the first 2 5Ks with me, and then she had a little bit of an injury and hasn't been able to, kind of do as much of it. We both just kind of signed up and went to the 2 5Ks, and didn't really know anyone else there. We did one with the Pennsylvania Game Commission at Middle Creek. And that one, that was the first time I'd run a 5K. I ran one in college, and that was it. So this was the second one. I struggled with it. I, you know, had to walk several times during it. And, but then a couple weeks later, we did another one that started right by our house, actually. And, so I did that one and was able to run the entire thing. So, you know, just kind of was able to, you know, take that next step to keep running there. And then, the John Rudy 5-miler, I didn't really know anyone at that either. Just kind of set out and was able to, but I definitely find that race kind of, like, obviously I'm not fighting for a podium spot or anything like that, but just the competitive side of me, having someone to kind of quote unquote chase, like to keep up with or whatever it was, like that really helps me to keep going too. So, I've really enjoyed that as opposed to like just being out there by myself, you know, it's easy to slow down or, just take it easy. And that was like a little extra motivation having someone out there in front of you to kind of keep up after. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So you get that little bit of adrenaline. And I think you come to those races because there's probably, 300-400 people at the winter series races. And you realize like 95% of the people are also not looking to podium. You know, there's a few people up front and they're going to have a good time and kind of chase each other. But most people are after their own goals. And so it's, I think it's a more welcoming place than it seems intimidating until you get there.
And
it's fine.
Definitely. That was every time going into them, I'm like, I'm still a little nervous about that, but like, every time it's like you said, it's super welcoming. It's super laid back. And that's part of why I picked this race as well, that it's, it's not like everyone's out there. People are just kind of out there, doing it for themselves and enjoying themselves. It's not all about the, going as fast as you can and being first type of thing. So,
awesome. We have questions still coming in. So Chris had asked, how many shoes are you up to?
So I think I'm on my third, I'm debating if I need a fourth, before,
yes.
The break is yes. Before. So, I was looking at that, and that's something that, I'm a bigger guy. And so that's something that I struggled with a little bit. Like, I had a pair of shoes and they really hurt the front of my legs for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what it was, if it was the way I was running or what it was, but I actually switched and went to a different pair. I went to Flying Feet, which I'm sure you're familiar with there in York, and they were super helpful. Let me try. I literally had, I think I had about 15 to 20 pairs of shoes laid out there. They let me try every single one. they were super helpful. And so I found a pair, they ordered them for me. And that's what I've been using ever for the last probably 2 months now.
What kind of shoes?
So they're the Hoka Clifton 9s. So I had Asics, the Nibbus gel ones. Those were the ones that I really liked them, but for whatever reason they hurt the front of my legs. And I don't know why, but the Cliftons have been great, and that's what I've been I don't love wearing them just in general, like if I go to the grocery store after a run, I don't love walking around the grocery store with them, but when I'm on the trail and stuff, they feel good. So
good. You'll get there. I mean, you got to have your running shoes and then your walking around shoes and then your running on the treadmill shoes and then your trail running shoes and then your technical trail running shoes versus your trail road shoes. And then you got to have a second pair of road shoes because you can't wear the same pair 2 days in a row. You got to let them rest a little bit. And then you got to get a pair of shoes that you try out, but then you find out they don't really work. And then so you get another pair. And you'll have 40 pair real soon.
So I'm slacking is what you're saying. I got to get a few more.
You got to catch up. You're still new at it. It's fine. Four pair for your first year that's fine. Meg had asked, have you had any injuries through this process?
So I've been fortunate so far not to have, I've obviously been sore, and I've had some pain on the outside of my feet for whatever reason. The first run I did in the Asics, I actually almost could. I did I went out, brand new pair of shoes, and went too far. And I, coming back, I almost couldn't make it back to the house. Like, I couldn't walk. I was super sore. I finally got back, you know, rested a day or two, and it went away, thankfully. And, you know, was all good. But, you know, probably just went a little too far on new pair of shoes without breaking them in. And so that was, kind of a rookie mistake there. But, I've had knee issues, through football and stuff in high school. And the last two runs that I've done, so Saturday and did a hill run at John Rudy on Thursday. And both times I had pain in that knee, and I, you know, iced it and stuff. And then it's been okay. So I think it's all right. But, kind of taking a little bit easy on it to just make sure. But yeah, I've lucked out so far for the most part.
Nice. That's great. Okay, go, Eric. I know you got questions.
Do you have you can have a goal for this race and not have to, you don't have to disclose your goal, but do you have any goals that you're willing to discuss?
Yeah, so I would love to, if I can get below, well, obviously the first goal is to finish. That's the main goal, of course. But since then, I was kind of going into it thinking I would end up walking some of it potentially, or run 6 miles and then walk 2 miles and then run the rest or something like that. Right now I'm feeling like, my goal is to potentially run the entire thing. So that's, what I'm hoping to be able to do. I would love, so the cutoff is 4 hours, which is an 18 minute mile, which, I think is certainly doable. But I'd love to get below 3 hours if I could. I'm kind of, based on my times right now, I'm probably 5 to 10 minutes over that. I think it's doable. It may just be a game time kind of thing, depends how it goes type of thing. But that's the general goal. But yeah, if I don't reach that, I'm not, not going to be disappointed. It's more about just finishing. So
yeah. Have you figured out hydration and nutrition and all that stuff? Have you started to dabble in that space yet?
Yeah, I'm just getting started on that. So for the most part, probably the first 5 months of me doing this, I would go out and I didn't take anything with me. I didn't have, water. I just went out, did it, came back, and watered up when I got back. But obviously on, that day, I need something to kind of keep going. So I have a pack that I started wearing just to try to get used to, that has, the water system that I can drink from and everything. So I'm working on just getting used to that and then trying to take some of the water as I'm out there. I was getting really bad, like, side stitches for whatever reason. If I ate or drank too much just before I went out or kind of during. So that's part of why I think I was avoiding anything for a while there. I just started, kind of trying the, I got into protein shakes. I've been doing that afterwards, trying to eat something before I go out. So whether it's a banana or protein bar, little stuff like that to just see how my stomach handles it. I did try a gel the other day, and I'm not a fan of that personally. But and then,
wait, what kind of gel was it? It might be a terrible one.
It was the honey stinger ones, the berry flavored or something. Yeah. So, it wasn't terrible taste wise. It was just, and I don't know. I don't know if it was that, but that was after the 7 mile run, and I got super sick afterwards for an hour or two. So I'm just trying to figure out kind of what works and what doesn't. So
yeah, not everybody likes gels, but I will say that different gels have different consistency. So
mm-hmm.
You can hate one and love another one. So that can still work out for you, but also
that is gels are pretty important for something like a half marathon road race, because you're every second, you want every second to count. So you don't want to be slowing down for aid stations and eating their bananas or whatever they have there. So it might be worth trying to find something that works for you. And she is right. There's tons of different ones with totally different flavors that are better on your stomach and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any recommendations of ones that you've liked?
I currently am a big fan of SIS, S-I-S gels. And the reason I am a fan is because I am like you and I don't like gels. These don't have a gel consistency. It's almost like a, I would relate it to like an applesauce consistency. Mm-hmm. And the sweetness factor is toned way down, even though you're still getting the carbs that you need through the gel. It's a very low flavor. So it doesn't set anything off for me. It's something I could eat over and over, and I feel like I wouldn't get tired of it, where most gels are so powerful that I get tired of that flavor. Science and Sport gels. They're only sold through the feed.com. I don't know if they have they just own them somehow or what, but they're very affordable. And have all the numbers that you need, and I like the flavor. But that, again, like Grace said, everybody's different. Some people like the ones that I hate, and vice versa.
Yeah, and the feed is a great place. So the feed is it's a place to purchase sports nutrition all in one location. So it's only online, but you can literally buy one packet of everything and just see what you want. Rather than having to buy a whole case from Amazon or hike all the way up to REI, and they just have better selection. So, my favorite right now is Morton. They are expensive, and I would say it's not the best consistency, but my body responds really well to it. So I feel light on my feet. I feel energetic. I feel really good when I use Morton gels. I've also heard great stuff about SIS, Science and Sport. Muir is one that I like the consistency, because it's got a very different consistency. Muir is only, they've got like three ingredients per package. It's an interesting brand, and there's so many other ones to try out. Meg put it in the chat. Goddamn Mortons. We call them goddamn Mortons because they're so expensive. They're expensive, but they just work.
Well, I'll have to check out that site because, I went on Amazon and bought, had to buy the minimum or whatever, and now I've got eight of them that I don't know that I like. So so I may be looking for someone to take them off my hands. But I'll have to check that out and try those. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It is one of those things where you know, I think earlier on and during some races, I'll just kind of eat whatever I'm feeling like having. But those serious races, you know, you go for what your body wants, not necessarily what you're excited about. Like the food you're excited about, that's for after the race, during the race. During the race, it's whatever you can choke down that's going to get your body all the good sugars that it needs in the moment, you know? And sometimes it's goddamn Mortons.
But yeah, Anthony Arthur did have a good question. He said, he asked, do you have any questions for those of us that are listening to you talk? I mean, you have a plethora of people who have done crazy, amazing distances here, who have run the half marathons and marathons. Is there any questions that you haven't answered yourself that you are curious about?
Yeah, I mean, I think the gels was certainly one, and then I mean, just in general, that if there's anything or any advice as far as nutrition, like I'm trying to figure out, kind of like even just what to eat, my wife has done some research on that type of stuff as far as like the simple carbohydrates and different things, but just kind of gearing up for a race like that, like what's kind of your routine as far as what you eat or how you prepare mentally, even to all that type of stuff as far and really that's probably the week of or the, you know, the day or two before kind of thing is what I'm most curious about, I guess.
Ooh, I can't wait to see some of the answers coming in to the chat. How do you prepare before the race mentally? Also your belly. And then what do you eat before, during, and after a race? I think that kind of covers it. And I know Eric probably has a – he might have a very different answer for me. And the answer to the question is, like, whatever works for you, right? But you can hear from other people kind of what works and what doesn't. I'll say that for me, the day before a race, there's no fruits and veggies, definitely not. And I also don't do pasta. Pasta sits too heavy for me. I try to go pretty low fat, but high carb and high protein. So typically for me, that's sweet potatoes and chicken. That's what works for me day before a race. And one of the things that I see with people for nutrition before, during, and after a race is a lot of times I'll see athletes will, their training runs on Saturdays will begin at like 7 a.m., but race day, the race doesn't start until 9 a.m. And so they're waking up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and they've consistently gotten used to that. Well, the next thing you know, you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you have your breakfast of oatmeal and a banana, but your race doesn't start until 9. And then you don't start eating any gels until half an hour in. It's been 4.5 hours since you've eaten anything. So that's the caution that I have for folks is race day. Really think about, do you need one breakfast? Do you need two breakfasts? And frankly, there are a lot of races that now what I do is when I'm on the start line and I'm getting ready to go, I just take a gel really quick. So I'm starting with lots of good energy. I think one of the early mistakes that I made and that a lot of people make is to go as long as you can without anything and then start eating. And that it's backwards. You should load up on what makes you feel good and also not feeling heavy. And then taper off of food toward the end. Cause at the, by the end, you can just push till the end. So, so it's more about eating early and often. So little bits often can give you the energy that you need. Like your body is not your stomach doesn't work like a gas tank. You don't like fill it up and then deplete it and fill it up and deplete it. It's much more like a plant. Like you want to like give your plant a little bit of water every day. You don't drown it and then, and then make it suffer. Right. So you give just a little bits at a time. And that's the beauty of gels is that it's, you know, 80 to 100 calories. So having one of those every 30 to 45 minutes gives you just a little bit at a time. And road running is different than trail running. And it depends on how long you're going to be out there. So there's a lot of variation in there, but those are some of the hot tips that I got. We have more coming into the chat. One was, okay, this is a great tip. We got to throw this in there first. This came from Chris. So those gels that you don't like, that you want to get rid of, you can just leave those at an aid station. So there's that.
Yeah. That's a good
also,
idea.
Also, Kaylee said, bite, chew, drink, swallow. Just say it out loud over and over. People will think you're insane, but definitely works. And I think that's a good tip. A lot of people will have gels, but don't drink enough water with them. And then they get stomach distress. Gels are supposed to be taken with water. So you have a gel and drink plenty of water with it. Chris Young had said Pedialyte 2 days before, pretzels day before. Pretzels give really great carbs. And then Anthony Arthur had put in race day, bagel, peanut butter, honey, banana, coffee for breakfast 2 hours before and get the stomach working. And I can't stand gels. I'm liquid nutrition consistent throughout the race, which he uses Tailwind. So lots of different electrolyte drinks too. Eric, what do you think about nutrition? What do you got?
I'm going to go, and this isn't always the case, but I'm going to be the devil's advocate here or go the opposite of what you guys are thinking and say, stick with what works for you. So what do you normally eat for breakfast?
To be honest, nothing. A lot of times.
Okay, so, we need to change that right now.
That starchy metabolism
that kicks starchy metabolism. It gets you going for the day. It's going to help your runs. It's going to fuel your runs. You need to change that. figure out what needs to change for you to change that. It will help your race in a couple weeks
But and your training.
Once you figure out what you like to eat, if there's anything you can choke down, I don't care if it's a piece of toast with peanut butter on it or a piece of toast with a little bit of butter on it and your coffee, I don't know what your morning routine is. That's what I would say you should do the morning of the race. Don't surprise your stomach with trying to do anything crazy for that half marathon. Same for dinner. Hopefully the running has taught you that nutrition is very important and good foods taste good. And when they're prepared properly, I wouldn't personally do anything too crazy different. Yeah. You don't have to have 5 cups of spaghetti just because people say you should carb up. Keep it normal the night before, like nothing's happening the next day. Maybe eat a little more just because you can and you know you're going to run it off, but don't surprise yourself because that's when things happen mid-race and you got to use the porta potties a lot.
Yeah, I'd like to avoid that if I can. So,
runner's trots are a real thing. That was one of the most surprising things after my first half marathon. I was like, what is wrong with me? And your body just gets used to it over time. Like that goes away. So if that happens, like it'll go away. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think that was great advice, Eric. I don't think that was devil's advocate. That's do what works for you.
Especially in the half marathon. I mean, you should be worried about this race. You should be nervous about this race. You put in the time, you put in the sweat, you put in the effort. The last thing you should be worrying about is the food you're going to eat, in my opinion. As long as you're eating reasonable amounts, I want to talk to you personally. You need to start eating breakfast. I know many, many people don't eat breakfast, and most of them don't run. I get it. You got to try it, though. You got to figure out a way to eat it, and you'll see a difference in your energy. And I'm not talking about instant packets of oatmeal. I'm not talking about a bowl of cereal. I don't care what kind of cereal it is. No cereal is healthy cereal. I'm talking about, peanut butter, banana, oatmeal, real oatmeal that you can sweeten yourself with maple syrup or something. Greek yogurt. Eggs. Thank you. Eggs. Any meat is fine as long as it's not drenched in butters and oils. But there's options out there, but don't do the best. Don't do Pop-Tarts. No Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Pop-Tarts are not a breakfast. You know, just the obvious stuff, but try that stuff for a week.
Yeah.
And it's surprising how quickly you can, cook a couple eggs, 2 scrambled eggs. I add 1/2 a cup of egg whites to mine just to boost the protein a little bit. Whole wheat English muffin with a tiny bit of peanut butter on it. And it doesn't take long to make in the morning. And then it feels kind of nice. Like you have a nice made breakfast for the morning and kicking off your day right.
It's slow burning energy to get you through lunchtime. Instead of eating the bowl of cereal, it goes, boom, you're starving at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning.
I feel this was a great intervention.
Definitely.
You didn't expect this, did you, Teddy?
No, my wife will be happy when she's so if I bring up I shouldn't do this to myself, but I don't like vegetables either, so I'm sure that I don't eat hardly any. So she's been trying to, obviously with running and stuff, she's been trying to work some of that in. So I mean, I'll do salad and stuff, but a lot of the other vegetables I'm not a fan of. So I have been trying to do, like, I had some green beans the other night and stuff, just to, because I'm sure that that's going to help with the running and recovering and all that stuff. So but when she sees this, she'll be glad that we had this talk. So
I do understand it, and some people's body works different and everything, but I'm a proponent of breakfast is my favorite meal of the day.
I love it. I make my breakfast every morning, and I enjoy that little bit of time that I have before I have to start my day, it's good stuff. Yeah. Now that we did that to you. we had a couple more comments come in. Blair had said slowly increase carb intake in the week before the race. And then Chris Young had put in train for the time of the race. So, if your race starts at 9 a.m. You might consider at least your longest long run before the race, starting that at the same time that you will start your race. So if your race starts at 8 a.m., start your longest long run at 8 a.m. and pretend like it's race day. Okay. So that was good advice that came through.
Now,
you were doing this half marathon and you are raising some moolah, raising some cash for a good cause. So can you tell us a little bit about that fundraising?
Sure. Yeah. So, so I work for the York County Department of Parks. I believe you talked about briefly there when you introduced me. But so we have 11 county parks here in York County, and so we have about 4,500 acres of land, and most of it's passive recreation. So it's mainly just preserving kind of that open space, and then having some trails or different things on it that people can go out and enjoy. So whether that's running or horseback riding, mountain biking is big in some of our parks. As part of this race that I'm doing, I had the opportunity, and I didn't know it until I went to sign up for the race, but they actually offer charity bibs. So you can sign up, and the minimum is $1,000 that you have to raise. And basically it waives your registration fee if you raise that amount of money. So it's through, so Wonder Project is the nonprofit side of Vacation Races that they kind of do the fundraisers, and they help a lot, I believe, in the communities where these races are held. So obviously part of it does kind of benefit them as well, and they have some partners where you can basically raise money for different organizations throughout the country, but then you can also choose your own organization if you'd like. I did that part. I basically chose York County Parks Foundation Charitable Trust, which is our nonprofit side of the county park system. And so I'm working to raise money for that trust. And that money can go into that trust fund. And we use that for a variety of different things. So they just purchased 28 acres, which is going to be part of one of our, it'll be our 12th county park up in Fairview Township, just outside of Harrisburg. So that's coming up. We are working on acquiring some other land with that. It'll be about 255 acres total. 28 acres of that, we had to move on a little bit quicker, and the trust was actually able to purchase that in full and get that based on money that has been donated to the parks over the years, or membership dollars. There's also land acquisition fund. So the money that I'm raising will go into that kind of pot of money as well. So it'll be there for potential future land acquisition. And then also just different projects that the park system does. Sometimes we need, a little bit of money to support a certain project, or, and the trust is there to be able to provide that. So, my goal is to raise $5,000. A small portion of that does go to the Wonder Project, but, the majority comes back to the parks. And I'm currently, I think before I looked, when I came on, I was right around $4,200. So I'm almost to my goal, but I would love to be able to hit that 5,000 and ideally go even beyond that to raise as much money as possible. So
I think this is great. And so you're at $4,227. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is to see if we can help you get up to that 5,000. See if there might be some other people who are interested in donating, because it is such a great cause. The York County Park System, it's a lot of the parks down here where there isn't a ton of green space. So I just think it's amazing what the parks do, and they give back. And we also have, the Christmas lights at Rocky Ridge, and we have events. The York County Park System has been great about allowing us to hold many running races at the parks. And so anybody who's interested and able to donate, I think it's very much appreciated. And it's really great that you're giving back, and you also work for the park system. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank thank you for the opportunity to be able to share that. And I mean, you know, anyone that's willing to donate, I greatly appreciated it. Even if it's $5, no amount is too small. It doesn't matter. It all goes to that great cause. And so, I grew up in these parks. I grew up in York County, so I grew up in these parks. It's been kind of full circle. Really cool to be able to work in the park system that I grew up in. And, I run into all sorts of people that, I know from my childhood or whatever it may be that are out there using our parks. And it's been a great full circle kind of opportunity for me. So
that's very cool. Now, really quick, how did you decide to start working for the park system?
So, that's a good question. So I never saw myself working in parks, actually. I have a wildlife background. So, I have two degrees in wildlife, and I always wanted to be like a deer biologist or, do something. And I did some of that for a little while, but, I kind of wanted to be out researching deer, researching bears or, doing something like that. And, I went to Penn State. When I graduated from there, I got a job in Maryland working for a park system, doing some of that deer management work and working with deer. But it kind of opened the door to that park side of things. So I went to Clemson for my master's, and basically right when I was about to graduate from there, the job opportunity came available with York County Parks. And I always wanted to be close to home. And so I applied. It was, still in the field, still, doing conservation, doing, environmental type of work. And so still right up my alley. And the timing worked out that, I had the opportunity to come home and be here back in York County. So that's kind of where it all came from. So I've been there. I'll be there 5 years in May. So.
Wow. That's very cool. I love our park system. I think we have amazing parks down here. I think there's a surprising amount of green space for being kind of in this, we have Harrisburg at the top, Baltimore below us, and then Lancaster, Gettysburg on either side. And there's this little pocket in between where we try to find as much green space as we can and conserve it all. And it's been really cool to see how well those efforts go, not just to conserve, but to have great programming and keeping our trails in good condition and conserving the space and even restoring some of our parks back to the beautiful ferns that we should have before we got so many invasive species down here. It's been really, really cool to see and definitely appreciate all the work that you put in, that all the folks put in at the York County Park System. It's just a great, great group. So anybody who's interested and able to donate, I put the link into the chat so you can check it out there.
Wrap it up.
I know there's just so much to talk about and I love it. I love it. I love Mondays. All right. We got to get rolling here, Teddy. Okay. So, Teddy, anybody else you want to say thanks to or anything else that you want to add that we should know about?
Obviously thank you to my wife and for the, she supported me the entire way, and she went and picked me up after that 7 mile run. She dropped me off at one spot and picked me up at the next. So thank you for the opportunity to be here. And anyone that's willing to donate, we greatly appreciate it. Goes to a great cause. And you mentioned I think briefly, but all the staff that we have at the parks, we have about 15 or 16 maintenance staff, some maintenance supervisors, we have 4 park rangers, 4 naturalists, and admin assistants. And it takes a whole team of people to be able to have the park system that we do. We receive great support from our county commissioners, and it definitely takes a whole team to be able to have that, and then it's there for everyone to enjoy. So, thank you to everyone that goes out there and, takes takes part in those parks and using them for what they're there for. So
absolutely. Now, last question, because this is what we do every week. What are your plans this weekend? What do you have going on this weekend, Teddy?
So I think I'm planning to probably run the, I believe Jacobus 5 milers going on with York Road Runners. So, yeah, my training plan, for some reason I went from 7 down to 4.5 for this weekend. So it fits in perfectly. And, so I'll probably be doing that and yeah, just hanging out around here. So.
Awesome. Yep. Fabulous. What about you, Eric? What are you doing this weekend?
Having a bunch of people come up to my place to run a loop.
We're all headed to Eric's house, Teddy.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. What run's going on up there? I heard you just talking about it briefly earlier.
It's just a run that I put on at my house, kind of just a group of people that run loops and have fun.
Okay.
Yeah. He lives close to the Mid-State Trail, which is nice. So mm-hmm. we can take advantage of the Mid-State Trail a little bit and pick on Eric and get to see his amazing wife and kids, the girls, and get to hang out and eat food and talk about all the things and give lots of hugs.
That sums it up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being on the show, Teddy, and giving us your time. We appreciate your story, and we look forward to hearing how the race goes. All the best to you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you again for having me on, and yeah, hope you guys have a good time this weekend. So,
thanks, yeah. Teddy. It was great having you on. It was great to like kind of go back in time a little bit for all of us who've been running for too long now and remember all those early days. And remind everybody out there, eat breakfast.
Yes, yeah. Eat breakfast.
I'll make sure to get started on the right foot tomorrow morning. So
let us know how it goes. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Tune in every Monday, 7:30 Eastern, live on the YouTubes and the Facebooks. And like us and share us and subscribe and feed that algorithm monster so that more people can like us and subscribe and all of the cool things. And you're all awesome. And I think that's it. Did I get it all, Eric?
Yeah, well, you left out one important thing, and we'll post it throughout this week. Nobody knows this yet, but we're coming to you live for our 100th episode.
Yes.
The day after the Idiot Race, Sunday at noon. It will not be a Monday 7:30 show. It will be this coming mm-hmm. Sunday at noon from my house. We're going to have on us two on the same camera. We're going to have on special guests that are still here and trying to wake up from their slumber from the day before. And it's going to be a super fun time. And it just couldn't be more perfect for our 100th episode.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So thanks everybody for tuning in. Be sure to tune in Sunday at noon after you get done with your long run or your church or whatever it may be. We'll be there ready for you.
Awesome. Thanks, Teddy. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bye.